Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. A group of local environmental activists took to the street on Thursday to protest a controversial development in the city's south end. Autos BMW made an application last May to construct an additional parking lot and storage shed on the land adjacent to their Hunt Club facility. The adjacent land, which is occupied by approximately 1.57 hectares of red pine forest, is owned by the Ottawa Airport Authority. The zoning of the land doesn't permit the construction of the parking lot or storage shed being proposed, so Autos BMW also submitted a zoning bylaw amendment application. The development would clear out the red pine forest, which community members say has been there for nearly 60 years. A group called Save Hunt Club Forest has been fighting the development of the forest since Autos BMW made the application. After months of protests, letters, phone calls, and emails from community members, Autos BMW paused their development application. However, the community is still in danger of losing the forest to another developer, as the Ottawa Airport Authority is free to lease the land to another buyer. Carolyn Ewers, an active member of Save Hunt Club Forest, says that's why the group is now concentrating its efforts on the Ottawa Airport Authority.
We know for a fact that the Airport Authority is going to lease the land to the next people that come along. So the forest is still not safe. We are trying to do two things. We're trying to convince the Airport Authority to either protect the forest themselves, because it's under their control. It's part of their mandate to fight climate change. If you go onto their website, or we would like the federal government to change the mandate for that forest and just have it protected, be a park. We're declaring a climate crisis. Right now is not the time to cut down trees, especially mature trees. They're taking a lot of CO2, carbon dioxide, out of the air, and I feel like they can't be replaced.
Ewers says that despite attempts to contact the Airport Authority, they have not yet been able to arrange a meeting. Ewers added that especially during a climate crisis, cutting down mature trees will have a severe impact on the environment, even if they're replaced by saplings. A mature tree will absorb about 48 pounds of carbon per year, while a young tree will absorb about 5,900 grams during the same amount of time. McKinley Environmental Solutions conducted a survey of the red pine forest to see whether or not it was viable for development. Their assessment estimated the plantation to be about 55 years old, younger than the definition of an urban significant forest found in Ottawa's official plan, which exempts forests that are at least 60 years old and 0.8 hectares in size from being developed. The assessment also stated that the red pine plantation is not considered an ecologically significant feature, and that there were no significant species in the area that would be put at risk. Ewers says that because the McKinley assessment was conducted during the winter, it didn't take into account the thriving ecosystem which can be observed during warmer seasons.
But we are actually asking for a more independent environmental study, because the one that Autos BMW did, we feel like they did it in the winter time. So we don't think that was the best time of the year to do an assessment, because, I mean, all this summer we've been there every day, and there's tons of undergrowth. We went in there with a couple of foresters and naturalists, and they've identified like hundreds of different varieties of plants and trees that are growing in the forest.
Members of Save Hunt Club Forest have since been surveying the area themselves, documenting a variety of plants and animals living in the area. So far, they have identified over 90 different varieties of plant and tree, and over 30 different species of animal, bird, and insect in the area, and the survey is still ongoing. They were also able to estimate that the trees are actually at least 60 years old, based on a photograph of the area taken in 1965. Ewers says the forest is a very popular recreational asset for community members. Michael Vorobay has attended the Save Hunt Club Forest protest 6 days a week since midsummer. He has lived in the region for most of his life and says the destruction of the forest would be devastating to the community.
Well, it's always been accessible to us. I mean, technically, it's never been designated as a park, but it's always been there for 40 or 50 or more years. I guess the trees were planted approximately 60 years ago. So I've lived in the south end of Ottawa, either Hunt Club or Blossom Park, most of my life. So those trees have always been a landmark along Hunt Club Road. More specifically, you know, our community uses it. Kids play in there. They go around on their bikes. People walk their dogs there. People just go bird watching there or go for a walk to get some fresh air. So we use it every day. And, you know, as it is federal land, it's public land in a sense, we're having our say about its future, and we want to have continued access to it.
Voro Bay has been communicating with local politicians, but says the group now needs help from federal members of parliament, as the land in question was given to the airport authority by the Crown.
Ultimately, this is federal land under the control of the airport authority. So we've been told by our city councillor that there's a limit to what the city can control in terms of activities on that land. And the city can have some say on what might or might not be built there in terms of zoning. But ultimately, the airport could come in anytime and simply cut down every tree if they felt like it, because it's federal land under their control. So we've focused our campaign both at the municipal level to stop the immediate zoning issues, but also very, very much on the federal level to get some accountability from the Ministry of Transport in regard to them understanding the community's desires for this land.
Councillor Riley Brockington, who has been in communication with all involved parties, says the issue largely comes down to money.
So I've spoken with the local member, is David McGinty, and he's well aware of the concerns that this group has raised. And really, pressure needs to be put on the Ottawa Airport Authority. So they've struggled. They've financially struggled, particularly during COVID. But they have a very large amount of land that the majority is dedicated towards serving an airport, but they also have surrounding land that they're trying to develop and bring in non-aeronautical revenues. So they're trying to diversify their revenue sources, particularly as you've seen with COVID, decimates sort of the travel hospitality industry, and they feel that they have a right to do what they're doing.
Brockington added that he doesn't support deforestation and has been encouraging the group's efforts to preserve the red pine forest. CHUO reached out to Ottawa's BMW and the Ottawa Airport Authority, but they were not available for comment before this story was aired. Save Hunt Club Forest has circulated a petition that has reached nearly 20,000 signatures. They're asking anyone who would like to get involved to visit their website at savehuntclubforest.ca to find ways to participate. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.